Chapter 4 of As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. New version edited by Christopher Westra of freemindpowerbooks.com. Read by Thea Westra of myforwardsteps.com. Chapter 4, Thought and Purpose. Until thought is linked with purpose, there is no intelligent accomplishment. Do you allow your ship of thought to drift upon the ocean of life? Aimlessness is a vice, and such drifting must not continue if you want to avoid failure and destruction. If you have no central purpose in your life, you fall an easy prey to petty worries, fears, troubles, and self-pitying. These negative thoughts are all indications of weakness. They lead, just as surely as deliberately planned sins, though by a different route, to failure and loss. Weakness cannot persist in a power-oriented universe. You should conceive of a legitimate purpose in your heart and set out to accomplish it. You should make this purpose the centralizing point of your thoughts. It may take the form of a spiritual ideal, or it may be a worldly object, according to your choosing. Whichever it is, you should steadily focus your thought forces upon the object you have set for yourself. You should make this purpose your supreme duty and should devote yourself to its attainment. Do not allow your thoughts to wander away into passing fancies or vain imaginings. This is the royal road to self-control and true concentration of thought. Even if you fail again and again to accomplish your purpose, as you must until weakness is overcome, you will gain strength of character. This new strength will be the measure of your true success, and this will form a new starting point for future power and triumph. If you are not yet prepared to take on a great purpose, then fix your thoughts upon the faultless performance of your duty. Do your job well, no matter how insignificant your tasks may appear. Only in this way can your thoughts be gathered and focused, and your power and energy be developed. Once this is done, there is nothing that you may not accomplish. Believe the truth that strength can only be developed by effort and practice. Once you understand this truth, you will begin to achieve your dreams. By adding effort to effort, patience to patience, and strength to strength, you will never cease to develop, and it will at last grow divinely strong. The physically weak man can make himself strong by careful and patient training. Likewise, if you maintain weak thought habits, you can make them strong by exercising yourself in right thinking. Put away aimlessness and weakness and begin to think with purpose. Then you enter the ranks of those strong ones who only recognize failure as one of the pathways to attainment. Having conceived of your purpose, you should mentally mark out a straight pathway to its achievement, looking neither to the right nor left. Abolish your doubts and fears. Shakespeare said, "Our doubts are traitors, and make us lose the good we oft might win by fearing to attempt." Thoughts of doubt and fear can never accomplish anything. They always lead to failure. Purpose, energy, and your power of action all cease when doubt and fear creep in. The will to do springs from the knowledge that we can do it. Doubt and fear are the great enemies of knowledge, and if you do not slay them, you thwart yourself at every step. When you conquer doubt and fear, you have conquered failure. Your every thought is allied with power, and all your difficulties are bravely met and overcome. Thought allied fearlessly to purpose becomes creative force. When you know this, you are ready to become something higher and stronger than a bundle of wavering thoughts and fluctuating sensations. You then become the conscious and intelligent wielder of your mental powers. End of chapter 4.